Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Beyond Sunday. I'm Pastor Joe.
And I'm Susanna.
We're looking forward to another episode with you right now. This is our second in a month's worth of podcasts, of episodes, our topical episode, where we'll just discuss a Christian-related topic with you about the daily Christian life. And today, we're going to talk about a walk with Christ and try to help answer the question of what that is.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those terms. It's like maybe we use it frequently, but when you think about it, if you were to hear someone just say a walk with Christ, what does that mean?
Right.
Like you're literally going for a walk with Jesus? Is that what that means?
Right.
Like what does that mean? You know?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those, what do we call it? Like Christianese.
Yeah, Christian lingo.
Christian lingo kind of phrases. There's a lot of depth there of what it is and what
for
it
sure.
means. And that's what we want to unpack a little bit today to maybe help you understand what that is and how to have one.
Yeah.
So that when you hear that phrase, whether from me in the pulpit on a Sunday or Wednesday night, talking about a walk with Christ, a walk with God, what that means and what we're talking about. And we want to kind of just shed some light around that.
Yeah.
So let's kick it off. And I will just give you the question. What is a walk with Christ?
All right. Well, I was actually just thinking about, like, if you think of a literal walk, if you were to go for a walk with someone, if we were to go for a walk together, you are journeying with someone. There may be a destination that you're looking to reach. Often conversation kind of free flows. I know, like walks that we've taken, it just kind of happens very naturally as you're walking to talk about different things. And I think that it's actually very fitting to call a relationship with Jesus a walk when you think of it in that sense.
Okay.
So relationship.
So you're saying it's a relationship with Christ. But I like that analogy because, a walk is, it's purposeful.
Right.
You're either going somewhere for an intended purpose.
Right.
There is a destination. And it could just be exercise.
Yeah.
But when you go for a walk together with somebody else, it could be just practical, light conversation. But you can usually end up having some pretty good conversation with someone on a walk.
Yeah. So if we kind of look at life as the walk, the destination is seeing Jesus face to face someday in heaven. But we can have relationship with him here and now as well, on that journey to heaven by conversating with him, by knowing more about him. I know sometimes when we go on walks, that's like a good time for us to build our relationship because we're asking each other questions. We're getting to know what's going on in each other's lives, that kind of thing, checking in. So when we do say a walk with Jesus, it is actually a great term when you think about
absolutely.
It for that word picture of the Christian life.
Relationship is definitely probably the word I would use as well. And so that's perfect and very fitting because that's what it really is all about. I mean, salvation is, salvation is, God or Christ paying the penalty for our sins to free us from the penalty of our sins. The penalty is eternal separation from God.
Right.
So that means no relationship with God, separation from God because of sins unforgiven or unconfessed that we have not turned in faith to Christ to receive his payment for. And so salvation is free, is freedom, of course, from the penalty of sin, again, which is the eternal separation from God in hell after this life. But it's also the restoration. I talk about this often. And to me, this is just as much a part of it. It's restoration to God. Because if sin separates us from God, well, salvation in Christ restores us unto God.
Right.
And so a walk with God or a walk with Christ is that very restoration of relationship.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a rebuilding mm-hmm. or a building,
reunification,
and an establishment of mm-hmm. Getting to know each other. Now, of course, in an earthly relationship, yeah, that's a relationship is getting to know each other, mm-hmm. and you know, whether you're even in marriage, you can still continue to get to know each other.
Oh yeah,
and
because people are always changing,
right?
Life is always changing,
right?
We're not the same people that we were,
right,
15, 20 years ago.
Exactly. So the Christian life is less. Now we read God's word to learn truths from the Bible,
mm-hmm.
but truths about who God is,
right?
And because of who He is why He does what He does.
Mm-hmm.
So reading the Bible is not just to gain facts.
Right.
When I was a kid, I did not like history.
Yeah.
And I could not apply myself to history. But now I enjoy it because I feel like I'm living in and amongst and around where it actually took place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's so much more real to me to learn about what happened right around the corner from me, you know, in a 30-minute drive from where we live, so much took place
mm-hmm.
in U.S. history, church history.
Yeah,
there's so much that has taken place. And so, but when I was a kid in, you know, elementary or high school, you know, I wasn't good at learning and like memorizing facts, names of people,
dates,
putting it all together, right?
But really, history is not just facts. When you think about just history, it's not just the dates.
Yeah.
And this is what happened. History is stories of
yeah.
real people's lives.
Right.
Like, they did not know that they were making history
exactly.
when they were just living their
right.
life. And similarly, but in a much more sacred way, the Bible is a living story of
right.
the gospel from Genesis all the way
right.
to Revelation. It's woven throughout every single book, the story
right.
of Jesus and his redemption. So when we read God's word for ourselves now, it is alive and living, and the Bible even tells us that
right.
that it's profitable for us.
Right.
But you're right, it is to get to know who God is,
yeah.
who he is.
Now, he knows us, of course,
mm-hmm.
but God is eternal. He is everlasting.
Mm.
He always was and always will be. So how can we ever get to a place where we know all about God?
Mm.
But even in earthly relationships, right, it's not just about knowing facts.
Right.
It's not like when we were getting to know each other, okay, what's your favorite color? What's your
right.
favorite song? What's your favorite
right.
movie? Just to know facts and then do nothing with it.
Right.
Right. Getting to know who you are helps me to know how to love you,
mm.
how to walk with you,
mm-hmm.
how to relate to you, what is important to you, what matters to you,
right.
what means something to you. So I think in the same realm, and I'm not bringing God down to our level, because God is relational, and that is why he gave us relationship.
Right.
And relationships, and especially marriage in the home, is God's picture of our relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can learn from, you know, relationships on this earthly side of things, that as we grow in them, it's very similar to our walk with Christ or our relationship with Christ. So we grow in not just knowing facts about God, but knowing him on a personal level. And that is what relationship is. So great first point. So mm-hmm. a walk with Christ is relationship. It's relationship. So the same way that we would approach, well, maybe not always the same way we would approach all of our earthly relationships, because I think this next one goes into, is very fitting for that statement mm-hmm. there, because in our earthly, you know, humanity, we fail, right?
Right.
So sometimes we're not always great in our earthly relationships, but I think that a walk with Christ is putting him first in priority in my life.
Right.
And so my life is all about my relationship with Christ. My
right.
life is, he is first priority.
Right.
And so relationally, I'm going to, walking with Christ means putting him first mm. in every area of my life, every area of my life is flowing out of that view that Christ is first.
Right.
That Christ, that my relationship with Christ is first, that he is first and foremost in my life. And so I'm going to, just like I would want to make decisions to not hurt you, but rather help you, to not hurt our relationship, but help our relationship with Christ, my life, a walk with Christ, is living a life through the lens of feeding and yielding to that which will most help my relationship with Christ, not hurt it.
Right, definitely. I think identifying as a follower of Christ in everything that we do, not compartmentalizing, on Sunday I go to church, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm, you know, in my job and doing different things, and then, oh, I'll think about God again on Sunday. It's kind of very natural and easy to relate our relationship with God to the marriage relationship. Yeah. And I think the reason why is because God created marriage, and he did create us as relational beings, because right. he is a relational being, and we reflect his, who he is, his character. But I identify as your wife by wearing rings that shows people I am married. And then also my last name changed when we got married, so I identify as your wife with my name also. And then in my conduct, the way that I act with others should reflect that I'm a married woman, and that should be very evident when I'm around others that I am not available. I'm taken, I'm married. Yeah. And obviously when we talk about God and our relationship with him, it is much more sacred and more holy than any earthly relationship. So it is very hard to compare. But just for illustration's sake, I think when I think of prioritizing my relationship with God, identity comes into that, because yeah. I want people to see in my life, she's a follower of Jesus. She identifies with Christ by her actions,
yeah.
by it not just being on Sunday. I know our whole premise for this podcast is going beyond Sunday, mm-hmm. but really throughout the week, I am living, if I am believing in Jesus and I want to prioritize my relationship with him, then I should be living that out right. throughout the entire week, in the way that I treat people, in the words that I say, in the things that influence me, and by reading God's word,
right?
Because that's how he speaks to us through his word.
Absolutely. Yeah, sometimes I've heard the statement that, you know, the Bible is God's way of talking to us, prayer is our way of talking to God. But mm. really, both are both.
Right, right.
God speaks to us through his word, but he also speaks to us through prayer.
That's like me saying, I will only write you letters, and you can only talk to me. You can't write me letters, and I can't talk
right,
to you.
Right,
you know.
We communicate with God through his word and prayer. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more in a future, really the next episode we're going to talk mm-hmm. about, or in a future one, not the very next one, but we're going to build out a little bit more about prayer. And but there is absolutely a part of prayer that is listening mm-hmm. to God. But we'll talk more about that. So make sure to come back to future episodes of our podcast, and we'll talk more about that. But God's word and prayer is a part of our way of communicating with God, certainly, and we can do that. So relationship, Christ being, you know, the number one in our lives, Colossians 1:18, that in all things he might have preeminence. Mm-hmm. You know. Does my life really reflect that he is the number one and most important person in relationship in my life? And then does the actions and conduct, to your point, show that mm-hmm. and reveal that? It shouldn't be a surprise to others if they find out that we go to church or are a Christian.
Right.
Right.
It should actually make sense to them. They should say, that fits.
Exactly.
Like, that tracks,
exactly.
You know?
And that's not to glorify ourselves. It's to bring glory to Christ.
Right.
Right. Because when we seek him, we are seeking his help and improvement in my life, and we're seeking to improve our relationship with him. And as our relationship with him improves, it improves my conduct and the way that I live.
Yeah. I think even the things that influence us on a day-to-day basis, obviously we live in this world and we're part of it. And there are so many pleasures and things we can enjoy in this world that are not necessarily like biblically based. Like yeah. you watch football and that's something you really enjoy. Is that something that is like focused on God in the Bible? No. And that there's nothing right. wrong with that.
Right.
Not every single thing that we do in life is going to be right. 100% Christ-centered. But even things like the music that we listen to that fills our home, if it's scripture-based, if it's biblically based, how uplifting that is for our
yeah,
souls
absolutely.
To just be filling our day with truth from
yeah.
God's word in the form
yeah.
of music, as opposed to whatever is on the radio
yeah.
that is going to be, you know,
yeah.
possibly contrary to
yeah.
the word of God.
Right. And, you know, and yeah, not everything that is not a spiritual thing is necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
But for as much of the non-spiritual things that do enter our life,
mm-hmm.
How much of the spiritual things are we putting in
mm-hmm.
to enhance, to improve, and to grow our relationship so with Christ? So if our walk with Christ is relational, then it can grow
mm-hmm.
and it can improve. So another thought is from John chapter 15, and we talked about this a little bit,
mm-hmm.
about abiding in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our fruit, anything that we do, sometimes we can kind of switch it around and we can place the importance on thinking that our service is our walk with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comes out of our walk with Christ,
mm-hmm.
our love for Christ. Now, people can, that might be a love language or a
mm-hmm.
way that they show their love, but just because we serve in a church or just because we serve, if it's not with pure motives, it doesn't mean that it was out of or because of or in from the lens of our relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fruit that actually grows and the fruit that glorifies God is the fruit that comes from abiding in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what John 15 teaches. What does that mean to abide in Christ?
Mm-hmm. Abiding in Christ, I think for me, is acknowledging that I can do nothing apart from him.
Yeah.
That anything good in my life is a result of his spirit
yeah.
living through me. When I'm kind to someone or when I choose to be patient, that's the Holy Spirit
yeah.
living his fruits out in my life,
yeah.
not me just being a good person.
Yeah.
Abiding in him is also seeking him, seeking his desire for my life and not
yeah.
my own, really letting him be a part of every aspect of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's every aspect of your life is still connected to him.
Right.
Right. If, you know, he is the vine, we are the branches. The branch is connected to the vine, and any good is because of that connection.
Right.
Right. So staying connected to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of just speaks to itself, but
mm-hmm.
a constant connection. I'm never separating a certain area of my life from my spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never separating, who I am, in this area and in that area to my spiritual. It's all the same. It's all
right.
in connection to Christ, and then Christ bears fruit in us.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to what we, talked about at the beginning, sin separates us, and the Bible teaches us that before we come to Christ, before we come to God through Christ, right, we are dead in our trespasses and sin.
Mm-hmm.
And right, sin separates us from God. So because we're separated from him, therefore, there is no good. There is no fruit,
right?
Right, and anything in and of ourselves is not good. It is all and only good if and when it is from the connecting to the vine. And so, abiding in Christ, just staying constantly connected to Christ in every area of our lives. Anything else? What else is a walk with Christ?
I think desiring to know him more, which we touched on a little bit earlier, but never being satisfied with, all right, I'm a Christian. This is what I do. I've been doing this for my whole life and I'm all set.
Yeah.
But no, I want to know him deeper. I want to know him more.
Yeah.
I want his life living in my life. Just desiring that deeper relationship. I think, not to always bring it back to earthly relationship illustrations, but I think if you or I said to each other, like, we're good, we're all set. I think I know enough about you. I don't need to know anymore. That would harm the relationship for sure. And God does know every single thing about us because he created us.
Yeah.
And he's all knowing, but like you said earlier, we can never fully know him.
Right.
So that desire for our entire lifetime to just know him more and see him at work in our lives.
Right. And as we know of him more, we know him more and know him deeper, then I think that will help us and that will cause us to seek to, know and to find his wisdom, and to apply his ways in our life. The wording in the Gospels of, the men whom Jesus called to be his disciple, it's a word of apprenticeship. And the apprentice was somebody that connected themselves to the hip of their master, not pastor, but master.
Oh, boy.
And I mean, it could be your pastor, not that he's your master, but, but the idea is that they connected themselves to the hip of their master. They're the one who was going to teach them his ways and then they would be able to launch off and continue in it. And so it would come to the place of application. It would come to the place of them doing what they learned from the master. Now, Jesus is the only master. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said the pastor is not the master, unless if you're my friend Chase, who used to call me master as a little child. He thought that was what the word was that I was called, master.
That's cute.
Master Joe. But but the pastor is not the master. Jesus is. And so in our Christian life, if we are going to be a Christian, the word Christian, they were called Christians in the New Testament because they were, the lives that they were living was reflected of people who were followers, who were disciples, who had done an apprenticeship with Jesus and then followed and applied his ways in their life. They saw the life of Christ and the life of these other people. And so I think then if our identity is as a Christian and that we have, then having a walk with Christ is learning his ways to then apply his ways, do the things that we're learning from Christ.
Yeah. How does that look on a practical level? Like a practical walk with God? What does that actually mean, like on a day-to-day basis for someone?
Well, I think going back to abiding in Christ is the idea that we're constantly connected to Christ, our mental and our spiritual, our emotional. We are connected to Christ, and we're continuing to learn him. So we learn him through his word. We learn him through prayer, and like in any relationship, through time spent with him. You won't know Jesus if you don't spend time with him.
Yeah.
And although we don't physically see Jesus on this life, on this earth, we have the Holy Spirit within us. God is everywhere. He is with us, and he hears us. And we are told to, to pray without ceasing. That the idea is to be in constant communication with God without end. And so every moment of our life can be through that lens, that in my heart or in my mind, I am dwelling upon the thoughts of Christ. but I'm learning more of him and dwelling on who he is. And then I'm letting him work in me to change me so that my life then is a reflection of who he is. So when I say I'm a Christian, my life is reflecting that I've spent time with him, I've learned from him, and I'm applying his ways.
Yeah.
And a walk with Christ is just that. Mm-hmm. And so I think it practically starts with, you know, it's what we've, you know, what else can we say? Read your Bible, right? Like reading God's word. Mm. But reading God's word to truly learn him, not to check it off the
right.
list for
like
the day.
I've done this. I did a good job.
You know, like when you're building something and you can't figure it out and then you go to the instructions and there's an intensity and, you know, there's a purpose in reading the instructions to learn how to get this to operational mode, right? It's reading that letter from the person you love and to hear their words written on paper, to learn them, to spend time with them, and going on a walk to spend time with them. So you grow with people through time spent with them. Mm-hmm. And the same with the Lord. You grow with him through time spent with him.
Yeah.
And so it can look like a, you know, you start your day off having a devotional time, and but it can be a constant mode of connected to him. But whether it's your devotions or, like you even mentioned, just the, you know, the music or the different things that you let in to your life as a spiritual influence. And that's part of the reason that we're doing this, to have a digital spiritual resource to just encourage this very thing, your walk with Christ. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it. What else would you add to that about what that looks like on the practical end?
Yeah, I love the Bible app. The YouVersion Bible app is the one that I use on my phone, but I'm sure there are others. One of the things that I love is that you can actually press a button and a narrator will read the Bible to you. So if I'm in the car or if I'm on a walk by myself or doing dishes or sweeping or things like that where I can't sit down and actually read the Bible, I can listen to it and someone else is reading it, but it's still the Bible, the exact words being read to me. I think that would be a great option for someone like on their way to work in the morning. Some people struggle with reading. That's a real thing. I struggle with memorization. I know that the Bible says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I think that there is so much value in memorizing God's word.
Yeah.
I really struggle with memorization. But one thing that helps me is listening to music that is scripture. And then I can memorize a song much more easily. I think most people, a song sticks with them a lot more easily than words. So that has really helped me memorizing God's word through scripture songs. And we sing a lot of those songs in church on Sunday. Words that are straight from scripture are psalms, different psalms that we've been learning.
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, that's really the point for doing that is that, you know, we remember songs, and I'm the pastor, so, you know, but I actually have heard this a few times in the last, I don't know, the last couple events, like pastors' conferences that I've been to. It's interesting. I've heard this several times this past year from different people who say that we remember songs more than the message. So we go to church on Sunday, and we, you know, we put a lot of purpose into the songs that we choose, that we sing, and that is a part of it, because I know you're not going to walk out of the building quoting my sermon. You know, you might remember the points, or you might remember a point, but as just a human nature thing, songs and music sticks with us, right? I mean, that's a gift from God, is music. And so, we plan and pick songs, because if you're going to leave service and you are not going to remember my message, I hope that there's a song that you'll be kind of singing as you're you know, walking down the stairs, going to your car, driving home, that you'll be humming or singing that is a song from Scripture,
yeah.
that is a song about God that's going to help your walk and relationship with Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are some practical tools and actual resources, but don't get too deep into that because
that, we're going to talk about that.
We're going to be talking about okay. that and actual practical resources
okay.
in our devotional episode. And so that is something that we'll give a little bit more, you know, time to. We'll talk a little bit more about some practical mm-hmm. resources. But definitely get those resources mm-hmm. into your life and, you know, endeavor and seek to know Christ.
Yeah.
You know, seek to know him. And if you pursue him, if you seek him, he will be found.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He promises us that yeah. in his word many times. I think another thing is getting alone with him.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Alone. When you want to build a relationship with someone, like when we want to spend time together, we get a babysitter for the kids or we go out on a date. We spend time alone. There's so many distractions nowadays, having that one-on-one time, whenever it is, even
yeah.
if first thing in the morning doesn't fit for, you know, your schedule, you have to be at work at, you know, 6 a.m. or something like that. Maybe it's nighttime before bed. I've been trying lately to just keep a Bible on my bedside table so that in the morning when my alarm goes off and I reach for my phone, I see my Bible and it's like, which one am I going to do?
Yeah.
The phone or the Bible?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's a simple thing, but I had that same Bible downstairs in our living room on the table. And I love looking at it. I love it being in the living room, but I would have to come all the way downstairs and then sit and get my Bible.
Yeah.
But now it's like the second I wake up, I see it.
Yeah.
And I usually do have some time right first thing in the morning that I can read my Bible. So just having it there and available, I mean, that's a very basic, simple thing, but put it where you'll yeah. actually read it. So if you have a favorite chair in your living room, your
right.
recliner or whatever, or you have a spot that you eat breakfast every morning, just put your Bible where you will actually see it, read it,
yeah.
be able to.
I think that goes back to putting him first and making him first priority.
Mm-hmm.
And our days can be so busy and life just gets going so quickly every day. And, you know, we can just go about our day and never even think about God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's important to actually begin working. You know, sometimes at the start, it might feel like you have to work at it. You have to train yourself mm-hmm. to instinctively look for your Bible or mm-hmm. go to him first in the day or whatever it might be. However you do that, you know, it is so good and so important to build and establish that walk with Christ, the relationship,
mm-hmm.
However that ends up looking for you,
mm-hmm.
but so that you go about your day with Christ,
yeah.
not without him.
Mm-hmm.
So that now, again, he's with you, but are you walking with him?
Mm.
You know, and not just on Sunday,
right?
But Sunday and beyond, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that every day is through the lens of our walk or our relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll continue to grow because that's what relationships do. When we put the effort and the time into them, they grow.
Yeah.
And we can have a truly healthy and vibrant relationship with, think about that, with God,
mm-hmm.
the creator of the universe, the Most High God, with Christ, our King, our Messiah, and our Savior. We can have a relationship with him that is growing and that is real if we will make that effort to, if we put him first in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a few thoughts on what is a walk with Christ. I hope that gives you a little bit of an answer.
Whoever came up with that, that was actually like on point.
I think that was pretty
good.
Daily
walk with God.
Yeah.
I'm glad we unpacked that.
It might sound like, you know, sometimes with a question, you want just like a quick one sentence answer. But I think that, yeah, the walk with Christ is something more of the last 30 minutes that we've just been talking. It's more of all of these things versus one simple statement other than relationship with Christ. But Right. Absolutely. So those are some good points there. And I hope that you're growing in your daily walk with Christ. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out and let us know or drop them in the comments below. And we'd love to hear back from you as well if you have any thoughts on what is a walk with Christ. But hope that helps you and encourages you today and every day. And that'll be it for today's episode. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time. Have a great day.